Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Chinese car brands aren't just a cheap curiosity that they were 10 years ago. So right now, they are everywhere. It's actually just an incredible amount of, they've shown an incredible amount of growth in South Africa. They've also got lots of cameras, 360-degree surround views. They've got lane assist. They've got remote tracking. They've got live telematics. And even over-the-air style data feeds. So there's a lot of information. It might be great value for drivers, but what about this data? So is that a concern? Is it a concern from a tracking perspective, from a security perspective? Who are we sharing our data with? Personally, I couldn't care. I mean, seriously, so I'm driving from here to there, to there, to there. It's so boring. It's like I can't imagine that anybody would find anything interesting about tracking me. But either way, that is probably not the right approach. To help us think this through maybe a little bit better, we're joined by motoring journalist, motoring editor at Motor Matters, Alan Rosenmayer. Alan, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Howard. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. So let's just talk about these vehicles. They are no longer fringe. They're mainstream, especially here in South Africa. What is their approach to data that might be a concern for us?
You know, Howard, I looked at the article you sent me yesterday with great interest. And as you said a moment ago, do you really care yourself? Because let me tell you, American cars have been doing this for a number of years. So what's new about it?
So as things evolve, so we probably are sharing more and more data, because now our cell phones are linked to our cars, and the cameras are there for, you know, that might or might not be recording. We are definitely heading down a path of collecting more and more data.
Absolutely agree with you. You know, I mean, cars are becoming more connected, more electronic or digital, whatever word you want to use. And as I say, it's been happening for a while. I think Tesla, for example, were the first ones who started with what they called OTA, over-the-air upgrades and updates, where literally they could feed in new technology to your car literally automatically by doing it over the air themselves. So it's there, we're living with it. And you know, it's the next step towards completely autonomous driving as far as I'm concerned.
So it wouldn't be a concern for you?
Not at all, quite honestly. You know, I regularly on launches, they have recorders and camcorders and stuff in the cars when we're driving. And we always joke and say that we hope they're not listening into what we're saying while we're driving along in the car. Maybe our opinions are differing or not what they want to hear. But, you know, also, have they actually got time to be listening into every single person in every car?
Gosh, I'd love my conversations to be that interesting.
How many million Chinese cars being sold worldwide every year now? Where's the technology and the availability to actually be tuning into every one of them anyway? If you want to go into conspiracy theories, I suppose you could say, are they targeting Howard Feldman or Alan Rosenmayer or whatever, because they think we got up to something interesting.
Well, that does lead it to maybe an area that it could be, which is, what about government officials? Government officials, army generals, there it might well be relevant in terms of maybe what conversations they are having in their cars, where they are traveling to, potentially indicating who they're meeting with. That might be a little bit different.
Maybe, you know, if you want to go down that road. But, you know, I'm also quite sure that, for example, And I'll use the Israeli army because that was the article you sent me, that they also have the technology to block if that's necessary or to disable certain functions. Maybe that becomes necessary in the really high level situations. I remember a number of years ago, going, when I was in Israel, where they were disabling the cameras on cell phones
Ah,
in certain
interesting.
situations.
Which
Are
you
we just moving to the next level of that?
Well, I spoke to, in fact, when I was in Israel, I interviewed a couple of soldiers who had been in Gaza, and their comment, and when they were telling me that when their unit went into Gaza for the first time, they were not allowed cell phones, they were not allowed Apple Watches, they weren't allowed any form of electronics. They had to have an old-fashioned, almost chronograph watch, and that was it because of this. So it's obviously become something that that in Israel they are very, very aware of. And I guess that makes sense given how they've used all of this technology to track their own enemies. So I guess that that does become relevant. The question is if the a normal person driving their vehicle, whether it's Chinese or other, because as you say, other vehicles have been doing this for years in any event, is that a concern for you? I think that is where we do need to leave it. Alan Rosenmayer, thank you for that. 061-895-1019. Does it bother you? Would it bother you if you knew that your data was being fed to a data farm in China or in Germany or wherever your vehicle might be from, and being used for one purpose or another?